You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, flippity flip flop to the dribbity drip drop, and it just won't stippity stip stop. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, the fiend that keeps his record machine clean, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back, the show that highlights 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the post-World War II jump blues era brought to life, and as always, the soul that came before rock and roll. This week's show is a personal passion for me, as we feature one of the greatest and most underrated blues shouters of all time, Jimmy Witherspoon. Sure, you'll hear his name tossed around from time to time, and of course, Ain't Nobody's Business Parts 1 and 2 topped the Rhythm and Blues chart in 1949. But I feel this cat's work is so great, so influential, that he deserves two Juke in the Back shows. So we'll begin this week with part one, 1945 through 50. Spoon was heavily influenced by Big Joe Turner and Mr. 5x5, Jimmy Rushing, two of the greatest blues shouters of all time. Spoon went on to influence a whole generation of rhythm and blues shouters, soul singers, and rock and rollers. Jimmy Witherspoon was born on August 8, 1920 in Gurdon, Arkansas. His musical education began in the church, and he was a well-traveled guy for his time because his daddy worked on the railroad and they received free rail trips, so he got out to Los Angeles at the tender age of 12. During World War II, he enlisted in the Merchant Marines, where he was a cook, and spent much time in the Far East, most notably in Calcutta, India. Whenever he was in port in Calcutta, he'd stop by and play with Teddy Weatherford's band. Spoon used to say in interviews that he learned how to shout the blues by hearing Big Joe Turner's Wee Baby Blues. That song was always featured in his early repertoire. It also helped him get his first big gig. You see, after the war, Witherspoon moved in with his mother in Vallejo, California. He'd work during the week and then sing in the local nightclubs on the weekends. Well, one day in 45, Jay McShann's band blew into town. McShann had just lost blues shouter Walter Brown and was looking for a new guy to take the reins. The locals in Vallejo told him about Witherspoon. And as the story goes, after McShann heard him sing Wee Baby Blues, he was signed. Early on with the McShann band, he was told that he had to sing a couple of songs nasally like Walter Brown because that's what the people wanted to hear. But after imitating Walter Brown for about two numbers, Spoon was free to sing in his own style. For Witherspoon's debut record, McShann had him redo a song that was a big hit for them in 1941, Confessin' the Blues. It was Walter Brown on the original 1941 Confessin' the Blues. But in 1945, for the fledgling Philo label out of Los Angeles, it's Spoon on lead vocal. Confessin' the Blues was McShann's first full record on the label. He had previously been featured on One Side. And it was only the eighth single release for the Philo label overall. Soon, Philo would change its name to Aladdin Records. So let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back, featuring the great blues shouter Jimmy Witherspoon with his very first record, Confessin' the Blues, as by Jay McShann and his Jazzmen.
Baby, here I stand before you with my heart in my hand. I want you to read it, Mama, hoping that you'll understand. So nice and loving, and you have so such pleasing ways. If you take me to your home, be there, be the rest of my day. That's the truth, my love. I declare I wouldn't lie. Sad and dreary, and the sun refused to shine. I would never feel blue and lonely if I knew that you were mine. Well, baby, will you make everything all right? Can I have you today, baby? Or will it be tomorrow night? Here's my confession, mama, and I'm thrilled with all your charms. And you know that I'm in heaven when you hold me in your arms. Well, baby, can I have you for myself? Like the ones of 1849. Stop trying to rob and steal and get on some kind of time. But oh, you know there's got to be a change. Thank you.
Jay McShann and His Jazzmen, featuring the great Jimmy Witherspoon on lead with Hard Workin' Man's Blues, the second of three singles issued by Jay McShann and His Jazzmen on the Philo label. Witherspoon only sang on one side of that single. Numa Lee Davis sang When I've Been Drinking on the flip side. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring blues shouter extraordinaire Jimmy Witherspoon on this week's Juke in the Back. After leaving Philo, McShann's band made a stop at Mercury Records. Recorded on November 13, 1946 at the WGN Studios in Chicago, it was issued by Mercury in early 1947. And take a listen to Jay McShann's tasty piano solo on this record. Featuring Jimmy Witherspoon on lead vocal, here's Jay McShann and His Sextet with I Want a Little Girl.
I want a little girl to call my own. Just a girl that's all alone. Just a little girl to fall in love with me. I want a little girl, she may not look like the kind in a storybook, but if she can cook, she'll suit me to a tea. She don't have to wave her hand or dress in fancy clothes, and I wouldn't even care if she didn't wear nylon hose. I want a little girl to have a lot. I would give her anything I've got for a little girl to fall in love with me. Big fat mama, oh, lots of gravy with my
mama just set my soul on fire. I got a big fat mama, oh, lots of gravy, with my baby. Oh, yes, for my baby. I got a big fat mama to tell my troubles to.
Jay McShann and his sextet featuring Jimmy Witherspoon on lead with Gone with the Blues, spinning off of Mercury Records from 1947. That one was cut at the same session as the record before it, November 13th of 46. Now, like all great blues songs, it lifts from the best, featuring lines from Joe Turner's Roll 'em Pete and Rebecca, just to name a few. Man, that record's jumping. But now it's time for us to get into some serious blues. This record was issued on a new label, Supreme Records, and it brought Jimmy Witherspoon one step closer to getting top billing on his own records. He was recording with Lou Sprigne's orchestra, and Witherspoon's name is featured on the label, along with all the other musicians that played on this song. Forrest Powell on trumpet, Frank Sleet on alto, Charlie Thomas on tenor, Frankie White on piano, Lou the bandleader is playing guitar, Benny Booker on bass, and Edward Smith on the tubs. They recorded it in LA on October 18th of 47. Supreme Records issued it in early 48. Here's Lou Sprigne's orchestra featuring Jimmy Witherspoon and the Down Dirty Blues of Cane River Blues on the Juke in the Back.
Well, yes, come on back.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Gary Cipollone. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
One day we got ham and bacon. Next day ain't nothing shaking. Ain't nobody's business if I do. if me and my baby fuss and fight, and the next minute we all right. Ain't nobody's business here we do. Lord, 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 ain't nobody's business if I do. I'm 3 times 7, and that makes 21. Ain't nobody's business what I do.
One of the greatest records of all time, period. Jimmy Witherspoon, 1948, Ain't Nobody's Business, Part 1 and 2, spinning off of Supreme Records, as we feature Jimmy Witherspoon, the great blues shouter extraordinaire, on this week's Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. The song began as "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do," and was originally performed by Anna Myers and the original Memphis Five. It was written by Porter Granger and Everett Robbins, and I just love sort of the free verse style of it. I mean, you can add your own lyrics to that song, and I often do. It's literally one of my all-time favorite songs. I never get tired of hearing it. And Spoon recorded that song so many times throughout his career, and they're all good, but really, in my opinion, the original 1948 Supreme version is the best. And you have to play both parts. You can't break that one up. Here's an interesting tidbit. Part 1 and Part 2 were recorded at different recording sessions. Part 1 was recorded on November 15th of 47, and Part 2 was recorded 5 days later on November 20th. Supreme released it in September of 1948, and it was slow to catch fire, as it didn't enter the national charts until March 5th of 49. It continued to burn slow because it didn't top the chart until August 20th of 49, for 1 week. Incidentally, this was the first number one song to be featured on the newly renamed Billboard chart. It was finally called the Rhythm and Blues chart instead of the Race Records chart. The name change came in early August of 49. Even though McShann doesn't get credit, it's Jay McShann's orchestra backing him up. Forrest Powell on trumpet, Frank Sleet on tenor, Charlie Thomas on alto, Jay McShann on piano, Lou Sprigne playing a mean guitar throughout that record, Benny Booker on bass, and Pete McShann on drums. I'm telling you, man, you can't get much better than that, but this next tune comes pretty close. It's another blues classic that dates back to at least the 1930s. It was written by blues great Leroy Carr, and it's been recorded by everybody from the Mills Brothers to Big Joe Turner. It was recorded at the same session that Part 2 of Ain't Nobody's Business was recorded, November 20th of 47. Supreme issued it during the late summer of 49, where it topped out at number 5. Remember, Witherspoon had just come off a big number 1 record, so he was really making waves. Here's Jimmy Witherspoon receiving top billing with "In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down."
Thank you.
in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down, in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. Ain't it lonesome, baby, when your love is not around? Last night I lay asleepin', I was thinking to myself. Last night I lay asleepin', I was thinking to myself. Well, the one I love, the one I love, she's loving somebody else when the sun goes down. The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. Well, the sun rises in the east, babe. Yes, and it sets in the west. Which one is loving you the best? Baby, when the sun goes down.
Well, have you ever loved a woman?
Yeah!
Caught up. She says goodbye with a spoon. I don't need your rolling no more. Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, they'll leave you feeling awful bad. Yeah. like to laugh in the wee hours in the morning when it's pouring down rain.
Another charting record for Jimmy Witherspoon that was released by Modern Records in 1950, No Rollin' Blues, which hit number 4. Its flip side, Big Fine Gal, did just as good, also topping out at number 4. Both of those tunes were recorded live in Pasadena, California on May 9, 1949, and feature Gene Gilboa's orchestra. Don Hill is on alto sax, Gilboa is on piano, Herman Washington is on bass with Henry Green on drums. Looking back, I think this was a really odd release for its time, as live recordings were not the norm for single releases. Modern Records had set up a mobile unit at the auditorium in order to capture the show. I think due to the gritty down-home nature of the song, that caught the public's attention. Now, in between recording for Supreme and Modern Records, Witherspoon stopped off at Jack Lauderdale's Downbeat label. Downbeat would soon change its name to Swing Time, and you'll see a lot of Jimmy Witherspoon recordings on Swing Time. But what Jack Lauderdale did is he purchased the catalog from Supreme Records and then reissued the songs. So of course, Swing Time reissued Ain't Nobody's Business and pretty much everything that Witherspoon had done for Supreme. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying this week's Juke in the Back on the great blues shouter Jimmy Witherspoon. Now let's take No Rollin' Blues and flip it over for another live recording cut in Pasadena on the 9th of May of 49. Here's Big Fine Girl. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, as we feature blues shouter Jimmy Witherspoon, I'd like to go back to another record off of the Supreme label. This one was recorded way back on November 15th, 1947, and issued on Supreme in 48. It's as true today as it was back then. Here's this week's Great 78, Jimmy Witherspoon with Money's Getting Cheaper.
With Matt the Cat.
Ha!
Jump Children. Man, I really dig that one. I love how he references a bunch of DJs and jazz musicians throughout that number. Of course, it's heavily based on Good Rockin' Tonight. That's Jimmy Witherspoon from 1949 off of Modern Records. And that's probably Jay McShann on piano, but the rest of the musicians are unknown. Ooh. Up next is another tune that really exemplifies Jimmy Witherspoon's style. Kind of laid back behind the beat and shouting those blues like there's no tomorrow. He's joined on this record by Maxwell Davis's orchestra, featuring Chuck Norris on guitar, and Maxwell Davis and Vito Musso on tenor saxes. Here's this week's Juke in the Bag feature, Jimmy Witherspoon, Part 1, 1945 through 50, with Who's Been Jivin' You?
Oh, mercy.
Tell me who. Tell me who's been jivin' you. Tell me who. Tell me who's been jivin' you. Now you're a full-grown woman and you don't know what you wanna do. Now my baby's mad at me and says that we're through. I know I'll be lonely and won't know what to do. Tell me who. Tell me who. Sharp help as a guy can be, and give this jelly roll to anyone for free. Now tell me who. Tell me who.
Thank you. dark beer's real gone too. You drink too much ale, you get put in jail, so I think I'll stick to homebrew. Drink beer in the morning at Little Stout, a little stout to make both way out. Drink it by the case and order some more. Call all the neighbors, they're right next door. Well, in the evening, drinking beer in the afternoon. Well, this morning, yes, in the spring, wine is fine, but yeah, we lost beer.
Oh, drinking beer, baby. That's my kind of song. That's because Miss Rosie has me drinking beer because I was drinking too much of the whiskey. Why do you think we always run out here at the Juke in the Back? Speaking of Miss Rosie, I want to thank her for putting that particular record by Jimmy Witherspoon in the jukebox long before I ever decided to do a show on Witherspoon. Thank you, Miss Rosie. You're always thinking ahead. Drinking Beer, Have a Ball was issued in 1950 on Modern Records. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back, part one of my two-part feature on the great blues shouter Jimmy Witherspoon. When we return next week, we'll pick it up right here in 1950. Remember, cats and kittens, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Now let's go out with another live recording, recorded on May 9th, 1949, at the Just Jazz Concert, put on by Gene Norman at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. It's New Orleans Woman, a song that would become one of Jimmy Witherspoon's most recognizable. I would guess that Modern put it out to try and capitalize on the success that he had had with those two live recordings previously, Big Fine Girl and No Rollin' Blues. Both of those went to number 4 on the national chart. New Orleans Woman, however, failed to chart, even though today it's better known than those other songs. Crazy, huh? This was also big in Europe as it was issued on a French label called Jazz Selection. So let's close down this week's show with feature Jimmy Witherspoon and New Orleans Woman. I'll catch you on the flip side next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Whiskey
and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.